没关系的。
And now, the irritation experience. A random slagging off of some irritating objects. Number one, the Pacamac.
The Pacamac was vogue in the 1960s and was crap. The precursor to the cagoule consisted of a large sheet of brightly coloured polythene, cut and moulded into the shape of a coat, pliable enough to fold very small so you could keep it handily in your pocket or your case, and if it rained you could pull it out, put it on and spend the duration of the shower looking like a Durex Fiesta.
Number two, the plastic tag on new clothes.
The plastic tag on new clothes presents a grave problem. Should you rip it off as soon as you get home with your bare hands, slicing your fingers open and tearing a large hole in your new garment, rendering it unwearable, bite it off with your teeth, which tastes horrible, or punch about for half an hour trying to find a pair of scissors, or as a last resort, the bread knife. The latter will inevitably be semi-submerged in the washing up bowl and smeared with a mixture of peanut butter and squeezy, leaving your new shirt wet and covered in sun-pack crunchy.
Number three, the personal organiser.
The personal organiser is a product designed by companies who, realising that people were fed up with being given a Let's Golfer's diary every Christmas, decided that it would be easier to design something that was basically a ring binder like the one you did your school projects in, only quarter the size, 40 times the price, and without a watch out there's a Humphrey About sticker on the front.
Four, automatic kettle.
What is the point of an automatic kettle if it doesn't switch off until it's been boiling for 10 minutes, by which time the kitchen is full of steam, you can't see the sodding kettle, and once you've found it, you can only pick it up with an oven glove.
Number five, double glazing.
What is the point of keeping your house warm if your windows look like shit?